And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 13th of November, 2016. It's the birthday of Louis Brandeis, born Louisville, Kentucky, 1856, Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, who introduced the concept of a right to privacy in American law. It was on this day, 1789, Benjamin Franklin wrote his famous phrase, "In this world nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." He wrote it in a letter to a friend in France. It was shortly after the U.S. Constitution had been ratified, and Franklin wrote, "Our new Constitution is now established and has an appearance that promises permanency, but in this world nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." It's the birthday of the crime writer George V. Higgins, Brockton, Massachusetts, 1939, went off to Stanford, studied writing there under Wallace Stegner, came back to New England, became a newspaper reporter covering the New England underworld, which later he featured in his crime novels. Higgins went off to law school and became a prosecutor, prosecuted a number of underworld murders in the late 1960s. And in 1972, his book, The Friends of Eddie Coyle, came out and was a huge success. His 10 previous books had been rejected, and then came The Friends of Eddie Coyle, quickly followed by The Digger's Game, Kogan's Trade, all placed in the crime world in Boston. George V. Higgins, who wrote 30-some books in all, died in 1999. It's the birthday of St. Augustine, the early Christian theologian, born in Numidia in what is now Algeria. His mother Monica was a baptized Christian. His father Patricius was a lifelong pagan who converted to Christianity on his deathbed. Augustine's memoir, The Confessions, came out around 397. And it's the birthday of Robert Louis Stevenson, born Edinburgh, 1850, who wrote The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and Treasure Island. He came from a family of lighthouse engineers. He was chronically sick as a child, went off to college, became a bohemian, wore his hair long, wanted to be a writer, and came up with a story about pirates to entertain his stepson on a rainy afternoon in Scotland. It had buried gold in it, Long John's silver treasure maps, one-legged seamen with parrots on their shoulders, and that was Treasure Island. It was a big hit in 1883. Here's a poem for today by Hal Sirovitz, Talking During the Commercials. "It seems like the commercials are getting longer," Father said, "and the shows are getting shorter. This is the fourth one in a row. Don't they realize there's a limit to our patience, and we're ready to pull the plug on the TV if they continue to take advantage of us? I'd pull it out now if you weren't watching it. The only reason I'm watching it is so we can talk. The TV gives us an excuse to be together. Otherwise, we'd be in separate rooms. I'm sorry for attacking the very commercials that enable us to talk, but there's nothing else to talk about." Talking During the Commercials, poem by Hal Sirovitz, from Father Said, published by Soft Skull Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.